Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues each and every day. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. And that telephone number to put your words out and make the dialogue heard and your communication on the subject available. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're listening by way of internet, that is an area code, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today. It's one that you, if you will, is the top of the news. If you're listening to any media outlet that talks about anything that has a value to it of hearing by the public, listen to some very, very concerning commentators and news media people on the Christian Broadcasting Network this morning on the subject. It was touched on very lightly on a couple of the others, including Fox. But ladies and gentlemen, we just had 12 Republicans, senators, that just voted to pass the Disrespect for Marriage Act. The Disrespect for Marriage Act. Now, I didn't originate that term. Tony Perkins did. They call it the Respect for Marriage Act, but in reality, it is a disrespect for marriage. And ladies and gentlemen, what it does, the Disrespect for Marriage Act, listen very carefully. If you cannot recall anything else that I say today, it destroys our religious liberties. We're watching the death of religious liberty in America. We're watching religious liberty being legally shut out by way of legislative action to pass a bill that removes the term one man and one woman, or a man and a woman, or a male and female in the act of marriage, and leaves it wide open for any gender, any non-gender, transgender, or sodomite gender, whatever you want to call it. It allows that today to become the law of the land. All it needs now is to go back to be reaffirmed by the House that already passed this bill back months ago, but it was in July. It went to the Senate, languished there for a while until they could cudgel and push and promise and conspire with 12 rhinos, Republicans in name only, that didn't have spine or backbone, a moral ethical standard enough to take a stand against it. And as a result of that, the sodomite bill was passed in the U.S. Senate last evening. Goes back to the House to be reaffirmed, and we know that they will do that because they've done it in the past. They're pushing this through before the new Congress takes over in January. So, ladies and gentlemen, when that is reaffirmed in the House, it will go immediately to Joe Biden's desk, which is the most immoral, ungodly, unholy, lack of ethics and values and morals president we've had in the history of America. In fact, I make the statement very, very clearly and definitively that I believe Joe Biden has done more to destroy the morals and the ethics and the values and the faith and the family and the freedom of our nation than all other presidents combined. That's how serious this issue has become and how serious it is and what it does in the future of destroying our Bill of Rights. Our First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, where it's very, very clear in the First Amendment that Congress can make no laws in respect of religion. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see happening today. So we're talking about today the death of religious liberties. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Now, listen, you can change all the laws you want to. You can modify the laws. You can open the laws and allow the sodomite lifestyle to be, if you please, promulgated throughout the land. You can do all you want to. It does not change. It does not modify. It does not eviscerate. It does not in any way set aside or bridge the law of God. And that is the ultimate law that we must face and be judged and adjudicated based upon. Not what the law of the land says when it's a law that contravenes anything that God's law says. So, ladies and gentlemen, we face the issues. We do so based on the Word of God. It is the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, as the Lord Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then the Lord Jesus in John 14, 6 says, "I am truth." And further he says in John 17, 17, "Thy word is truth." And then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture is very, very clear. The truth of the Lord endures forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, we can talk about what is happening in this immoral, ungodly administration and the push to destroy God's word and to be, as Jerry Nadler said some months back on the floor of the Senate, when Jerry Nadler screamed that God's word has no place in the halls of Congress. That's exactly what we see being fully displayed in what is happening in the House and the Senate in relationship to this bill. It's the House Bill 8404, and it is the Senate Bill 4556, and it is now going to be merged in the House, go back to the President's desk for Sleepy Joe, immoral, ungodly, unholy Joe Biden to sign. Ladies and gentlemen, when you stand for truth, you have those that want to come against you. You have those that want to deny and reject. You'll have those that want to, in some way, bifurcate what is real truth. And it says, George Orwell, the secularist, said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And if you watched into the debate in relationship to this bill, if you listened into the dialogue, you read into the news in relationship to the debate and the dialogue on this sodomite bill, that's what it is. It's a disrespect for marriage sodomite bill that's just been passed. You'll understand that there was a disdain for any of the senators that stood on the Senate floor and challenged it based on morals and ethics and values. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a society today where the majority, over 50%, the majority of the millennials today say there's no such thing as absolute truth. In fact, their position is that each person determines their own version of truth. And that's what we're faced with in society. That's the reason we're finding more and more of these ungodly, immoral, unholy laws and the legislations being passed, because we have more and more of the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, that's taking control in the religious matters and spiritual matters, in political matters, in societal matters. And the more that comes to the forefront, the more we're going to find the push to destroy anything that's called God's law. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth. Live the truth. Defend the truth, even to death." And that's what my goal is each and every day on this broadcast, is to defend the truth of the Word of God, to defend the liberties that we have been given from God, codified in our Constitution via the Bill of Rights, that's being eviscerated today, piece by piece. We're watching the dismantling of our liberties and our freedoms in America. And today we're watching the death of religious liberty as never seen before in the history of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands such as Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions in relationship to the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located right here in the heart of Mandarin, 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. You'll see that gigantic flag, U.S. flag, flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly environment that you're working in. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the full staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our phone lines are open, 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear your dialogue and discussion in relationship to this bill that was just passed in the Senate. It's the Disrespect for Marriage Act. They called it the Respect for Marriage Act. But ladies and gentlemen, God's Word affirms that it's God that created male and female, Genesis 1:27. It's God that created man and woman. It's God that ordained marriage to produce children and to for the children to grow up loving the Lord, serving the Lord, honoring Him. Marriage is called holy matrimony. Ladies and gentlemen, good news, because marriage was God's plan from the beginning. It's God's plan for marriage. Government has nothing to do, should have nothing to do with marriage. Government should do nothing to intervene and to in some way interject any laws or legislation that will contravene or contradict or in any way eviscerate, change, modify, or in some way abridge God's marriage laws. Hear me. What we're watching today is government in a battle with God. Government is battling the Word of God. Government has taken the position that we know more about what is honorable and right for marriage than God does. Government is in the process of dismantling, destroying, eviscerating, abridging the Word of God. God's Word is very, very clear. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching, witnessing today, the U.S. Senate just voted for a new right that is not found in God's Word. It is the supposed right of the sodomites to marry. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a stench in the nostril. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, that in Genesis, the 19th chapter, and you go to Deuteronomy, you go to Leviticus, and you'll find God hates a sodomite engagement and a sodomite, couple or a sodomite involvement. In fact, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, according to Genesis chapter 19, verses 24, 25, and 26, as a result of the sodomites in the city. Ladies and gentlemen, in the Romans text, the book of Romans, the first chapter, verse 24 through 32, it's very, very clear what God has done in relationship to the sodomites today. So I'm talking about what God's Word has done, what God's Word has said, and how God stands on the issue of the sodomite movement that we're watching today. We understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God has already condemned the sodomites in their position and in what they're doing. The Scripture says in the 24th verse of the first chapter of Romans, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." In the 26th verse, the Scripture says, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use of that which is against nature." And likewise also, verse 27th verse says, "Likewise also the men, leaving their natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which is meet or proper." Here's the 28th verse, listen. "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the end result of God's having already judged. It's not a matter of future adjudication. God's already judged that the sodomite relationship is immoral, unholy, ungodly, and destined for destruction. God's word has already said that. God's word has settled that, and he's turned them over to a reprobate mind. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, the end result of a reprobate mind, the scripture says, first of all, he had turned them over to uncleanness. And then in verse 26, God gave them up unto vile affections. Verse 28, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. So what is a reprobate mind? Ladies and gentlemen, it says here, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, disrespectful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breaking, without natural affections, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but to have pleasure in them that do them. Ladies and gentlemen, that describes the crowd that is we call and understand the sodomite crowd today, that now is gleeful, now is rejoicing across America, because with this new law, when it is passed in the House, and it will be by a major, major number, when it is passed in the House under the leadership of Nancy Pelosi, which is an immoral, ungodly, unholy individual to begin with, when it is passed in the House, it'll be signed by Sleepy Joe Biden, the most immoral, unholy, ungodly president of all the presidents combined in America. It will become law. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, sodomy is still condemned by God. God's word still has turned them over to a reprobate mind. God's word destroyed two cities as a result of the sodomite lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned about what God is going to do to America. I'm concerned about God's judgment upon America, just as he did with Sodom and Gomorrah as a result of the sodomite lifestyle. And we're seeing that promulgated and being pushed and embraced by the House and the Senate. The legislators that we send to Washington to do the business of the people now engaged in promoting and passing laws to promulgate and to push and to embrace that which is ungodly and unholy. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, government is now violating God's ordinance of marriage. Government is now challenging God's order of society. Government is now involved in creating laws that are a challenge, that are an affront, that are absolutely a frontal assault on the Word of God. I can't say it any other way. You can say, well, they added some amendments, and we'll talk about that in a minute. You can say, well, the word is by the rhinos that we put enough safeguards in there that it can't harm churches and religious leaders and pastors, et cetera, et cetera. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand it will open Pandora's box for suits and for laws to come into force and to play against every Christian, every religious organization, every Christian church, and every pastor. Listen, we're going to talk about on this broadcast today the Pandora's box that this has just opened and what it's going to do to demoralize and to absolutely destroy society by desensitizing our children and the young adults and those that are growing up to embrace this lifestyle, believing the government says it's legal, therefore it must be all right. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, it is an abomination in God's eyes, and he does not like sodomy. I personally went to Israel and went to the exact place that Ron Wyatt went to at the Dead Sea. The southwest end of the Dead Sea has found many cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. I was so impressed by the video he did that I got the brimstone from Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's amazing. The sulfur, you can't breathe it. You start choking and gagging on it, and he marvelously destroyed that city. And there is no grass that grows there anymore, just like the scriptures say. Nothing green will grow there anymore. And also, the sodomite agenda, we battled this in New Orleans. They were having sex right out in the middle of Bourbon Street, New Orleans. Thousands of homosexuals coming in for the gay Mardi Gras every Labor Day weekend and just doing complete abominations. naked guys dancing on the bar tops with string bikinis on, and just abominations. And we took videos and protested it. Foreign Christian protested it. We gave them 4 years to repent. Then God sent Hurricane Katrina's judgment 2 days before the beginning of the gay Mardi Gras, August 29, 2005. They didn't have a gay Mardi Gras that year. So God definitely judges homosexuality. And Dr. Youngblood, the way I see it is that this is going to have to be a God thing. I mean, at this point, I feel like all that we could do is cry out to God. He's going to have to orchestrate a revival and even a revolution in this nation to take this nation back, because at this point in time, Satan's pulling out all the strings right now, man. He knows the time is short. That's the way I see it.
Kevin, you're spot on, exactly right. Thank you so much for your call and for your input. And what we're watching today literally is the government saying that God has made a mistake, that somehow God created freaks, that somehow God created the sodomites, and so therefore it's all right. It is antithetical, Kevin, and to our listeners, it's antithetical to anything that's found in the Word of God. And yes, I am of the opinion that we're going to watch the progressive judgment of God upon our nation, because I believe this is the capstone of opening Pandora's box of God's judgment as a result of the nation's leaders leading us down the primrose path, as I would call it, in the road of destruction. Ladies and gentlemen, God didn't create freaks or mistakes. He created male and female. He created a man and a woman, and he created male and female to marry and to reproduce. The sodomite couples today cannot reproduce. And I just read an article where Chuck Schumer, and I didn't know this until reading the article this morning, that Chuck Schumer has a daughter that's married to a female, and they have adopted a child, and now Chuck Schumer is rejoicing, saying that his grandchild can grow up with legal parents, and that he can embrace that grandchild and know that that grandchild has a future before it, that as a result of passing this immoral, unholy, ungodly legislation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the actions that man is doing on a volitional choice, but we're also going to be watching what God does in relationship to his judgment on a nation that said no to God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility for the sodomites to do anything but to recruit. This is the reason that we're seeing today our children in government controlled schools that are simply being sexualized, brainwashed, and recruited by the LGBTQ agenda. What we've been watching, that most parents and grandparents have been absolutely ill at ease with and challenging. In fact, moms and dads going to the school boards and challenging school boards with what they're doing in the sexualization of our children and the recruitment through the LGBTQ agenda. And yet the Biden administration, through the Department of Justice and the FBI, now has put parents, if you go to a school board and you challenge the school board in teaching the sodomite agenda in the classroom, then you are considered a domestic terrorist. You're put on the watch list, and the FBI can come, smash your door down, search everything in your home, take all your handheld devices and your computers, et cetera, and put you in a position that you've got to defend yourself simply because you stood for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's bad enough, and it has been, we're going to watch the exponential increase of those events taking place in the next days, weeks, months, and years before us as a result of this ungodly law where government is stepping in and contravening our Bill of Rights, in particular, the First Amendment. The First Amendment reads, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or, listen, prohibiting the free exercise thereof. We're going to be watching the prohibiting of the free exercise of religion as a result of this ungodly, unholy, immoral, and unethical law that's just been passed. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a position today. Kevin just said, we need to turn to God. And he's exactly right. We need to ask God to intervene. And that's exactly right. That's our only hope today based on what we see taking place and what is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this administration, the Biden administration, and the Chuck Schumer leading of the Senate and Nancy Pelosi's leading of the House, together that trilogy has brought about more immoral dissipation and dilution of morals and ethics and values in our nation than any other presidential group, any other presidential leadership in the history of the United States of America. We have, through the Biden administration, opened Pandora's box for the legalization of drugs. We've opened Pandora's box for the legalization of sodomite relationships. We've opened Pandora's box for the legalization of sodomite marriages. We've opened Pandora's box for the transgenderism that's taking place today, destroying the lives and the future health of the next generations of kids that are growing up, preteens and teenagers, that are having healthy body parts cut off and put on all kinds of high-powered drugs in order to try to change their sex, because Joe Biden is absolutely fixated on the transgenderism and the sodomy that's taking place in America. I don't know of any other time in my lifetime, and I'm still under 100 years old, I don't know of any other time in my lifetime that I've seen the crescendo of all of these things coming together by executive order and the power of government to basically battle with God and do battle with God in a frontal, facial manner as we're seeing today. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration, may I repeat for the understanding, I believe the Biden administration today has done more to destroy the morals and the ethics and the values of our nation than any other president or all the presidents in America combined. It's the Biden administration, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the entire socialist Marxist agenda of the Democratic Party that just pushed through Senate Bill 4556, House Bill 8404, that will be revisited now in the House. The Respect for Marriage Act, ladies and gentlemen, it's a disrespect for marriage. I'm going to read you two or three paragraphs of Family Research Council Tony Perkins' statement on the U.S. Senate's passage of the Respect for Marriage Act. Tonight, he wrote this last night, tonight the U.S. Senate voted on final passage of the Disrespect for Marriage Act. Yesterday, the Senate cleared a 60-vote threshold by a vote of 61 to 35, paving the way for another 60-vote threshold today. On final passage, modified process was agreed to by the Senate leadership in exchange for votes on three proposed amendments to the bill passage, and it passed 61 to 36. Further in his letter, it will accelerate. Listen to what Tony Perkins says, Family Research Council. It will accelerate and intensify the already existing attacks across the land on religious liberty by creating a privilege of action. Legislatively cement anti-family policies harmful to all of our children, make faith-based adoption and foster care agencies a greater target for frivolous litigation, curtailing or ending their ability to help children find homes, threatening the tax-exempt status of adoption and foster care agencies and other vitally needed nonprofit organizations, religious organizations, whether religious or secular. And tactfully, it will vilify millions of Americans who believe in natural marriage by labeling that belief as sex discrimination, tantamount to racism, end quote. He goes further. We'll read the balance of it later in the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Perkins says it's going to intensify already existing attacks on religious liberty by creating a privilege, a right of action. It will, he says, legislatively cement anti-family policies that's harmful to our children, making faith-based adoption agencies, et cetera, have to defend themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we've just opened Pandora's box for a plethora of frivolous lawsuits against moral, ethical believers in America. It will destroy many religious organizations, faith-based organizations. It will unleash the federal government through the IRS to destroy the tax-exempt status of thousands upon thousands of religious organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what this has done. It has opened Pandora's box. We're watching the death of religious liberty in the United States of America. I don't know how I can be any more passionate or any more zealous in my communication to you, our listeners today, of the danger that looms ahead as a result of this legislation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to take a one-minute top-of-the-hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.